Hello there, little human. It's a pleasure to meet you. I have been assigned as your sleep paralysis demon. Tonight is my first night on the job, so I hope we can get along together. Do you think we could do that? Oh, no, no, no. Please don't try to move. I've got you pinned down, you see. And when I've got you pinned down, one of my unique powers as a sleep paralysis demon is that you just can't move. But don't worry, that's only temporary. So, my job is to give you night terrors, nightmares, and things like that. So, shall we begin? You're actually enjoying this, aren't you? Why is that? None of the briefings or manuals said anything about this. I'm sorry, I really don't have any real-world experience at all, let alone in situations like this. I guess I'll just proceed on with phase two. Am I not scary enough? Are my teeth not pointy enough? Are my eyes not glowy enough? I mean, most humans, when they can't move, I'm told that they're terrified. And when a demon's about to eat them, they get chills and sweats. But, yes, you seem to definitely be enjoying yourself. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll put a hex on you. I'm very good at that. Let me just get my pen and I'll draw it on you. On your left hand. Oh, don't look at me so scared like that. This won't hurt me at all. But you'll have some accidents, and I'll be able to drain your energy. And we'll be linked for quite some time. Oh, I'm sorry. Does that burn? I was a teacher in the underworld before the whole calamity thing. Heavens take her, former queen. Yes. That look in your eyes. You're curious about something. My former job, maybe. I suppose while I work, it wouldn't be too bad if I talked a little. After all, I can just erase your memories once I'm done. I know a spell for that as well. So, let's see. The details right here. There we go. Oh, it's okay. The pain will fade. A little bit at least. Oh, and my former profession. in the underworld. I was a teacher, and quite a well-respected one at that. You see, unlike in your world, teachers in our world are quite well-respected because where else do you learn how to subjugate the mortal races? And I specialized in hexes and similar spells. I never actually had to come to the mortal world before the disaster, so this is all new to me. Alright, let's work up your arm now. There you are. Oh, that hit a nerve, didn't it? It's okay, here. That'll help. Or at least, we can pretend it does, can't we? And now, without the caste system, teaching is not nearly as respectable and lucrative, so it's been a little bit rougher. Alright, let's go over to your right hand. This'll take... There we go. Get that detail in there. You're doing quite well, my dear. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. You keep staring at my head. Yes, I am a demon, but you're wondering why I have no horns, do you? Well, I'm one of the oldest demons. I decided that I didn't need my horns anymore, so I took them off. And when we left the underworld, they got left behind. As a teacher, you don't exactly need your horns, but in this line of work, you kinda do. I was able to make quite a lucrative income with energy as a teacher, but here and now, it's been very difficult. Most people don't even recognize me as a demon. They think I'm a vampire or something. Since I never had a tail or wings, and my pale skin and eyes and teeth. But I assure you, I am 100% demon. I was around at the beginning of the underworld. I am older than almost any other demon. And I have taught generations how to cast their spells. And yet now, I am reduced to trying to feed on some mortal that looks up at me with lustful eyes. Shall we finish this up then? Here. Just a few more runes on your chest here. There we are. There. And there we are. Oh, feel the bonds between us tightening, can you? As they burn into your very soul? Good luck getting this removed. I think I may have trained less than a dozen in how this even works. So, I doubt there's less than 3 that escaped the calamity that could even cure you. So, I'll be back, little human. And for tonight, I'll just slowly siphon off your energy so I can sustain myself in this world. Thank you for your time and service. Your sensei is quite appreciative. And do try to take care of yourself. And get some good rest if you can. I would much rather this be a long-term arrangement, my precious new human, rather than short-term. Okay?